last to slow, 48. Srimati Radhika has told Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari to go in evening to Nandagaon with some sweets, Karpur Keli and all other things. So when Krishna returned from cow herding, Yashoda will give all these things. So when Krishna returned from cow herding, then at once Tulsi went to Nandagaon and saw that Krishna is coming with so many cows and friends, and she saw that every mother took Krishna in her laps, and then they loved their sons, but everyone kissed and loved Krishna first, and then they took their sons and they returned to their homes. Yashoda took Krishna and took in her Nanda Bhavan, and she was watching what is done there, Tulsi. She gave it in the hands of Yashoda, that sweets, and did pranam in the lotus feet of Yashoda. Yashoda treated as if Srimati Radhika has come, and she is my new vadhu. New, just coming, entering in the house. So she loved so much to Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. Then Krishna was taken bath, and with Vyas, Baldev, Nanda Baba and everyone, they sat to take prasadam. And that prasadam from Javad, sent by Srimati Radhika, was given to Krishna. She took it very, very taste. After Krishna took it, he went for a very little rest. Dhanishta, Yashoda gave all the things which were given to Krishna, but not to remnants, separate, taken from all the sweets and all the preparation. She gave it to Tulsi Manjari to give Srimati Radhika. And Dhanishta took the remnants of Krishna, everything, and gave it to Rati Manjari very carefully, so that anyone cannot know. And Dhanishta mixed Krishna remnants with all here, and she took it to Javad, to Srimati Radhika, and all sakhis are there. All were till now. This is called Pradosh Leela. I mean, between Sandhya and midnight, for 2.5 hours. So till they were waiting for Tulsi Manjari, that she will return. When she returned, all become so happy. All sakhi. And they wanted to hear all the pastimes of Krishna, that she has seen in Nandagaon. How Krishna returned from cowherding and how Krishna entered with Yashoda in his Rajbhavan and how he took bath and how he took all things with Nanda Baba, Upananda and all. It has been described in Govinda Lilamrit, how he takes his food. When he she is given by Dhanishta and Yashoda and mixing, then it is told, Nana Vidhair Amritasar Rasayanaistai Krishna Prasadam Militai Riha Bhojapeyai Hakum Kumangi Lalitai Disakhi Vrita Tvam Jatnat Maya Kim Uttaram Amu Upabhojaniya. Ha kumkum angi, kumkum angi means she has taken kumkum in her face, in everybody, especially embraced. So she is kumkum angi. Kumkum Angi. This Kumkum has so many stories. So many stories. That is told in one sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam and so many slokas in Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita Sar, Jiva Goswami Priti Sandarbh and all other books. They have greed to color the Krishna feet. Radhika wants to love Krishna feet as if she has lakh and lakhs of pran,
life,
and she does arti of Krishna feet, nails, Prabha. Understand? Prabha?
Light.
Of Srimati Radhika, nails. Light. This is to show that Radhika loves that fits so much that her love for Krishna coming from heart, and she is giving it to the feet of Krishna. She cannot bear anything which is troublesome to Krishna. Tatte sujat charanam varuham stanesu bhita sanaya priya dadhi mahi karakasesu. She thinks that my breast is so much hard. So she takes Krishna feet very slowly that anything cannot be pinchable to Krishna. So he gives her whole prem, whole love, affection to the feet of Krishna. Whether as Krishna in value, mane uske prati, mane jo diya hai uske badi mein wo de rahi hai, mane she wants to give. Krishna wants to give in reciprocal এর মানে শ্রীমতী রাধিকা আপনা হোল প্রেম দেনা চাহতি আর কৃষ্ণ ভি ইন রিটার্ন
হি ওয়ান্টস টু ডু দ্য সেম
বাট হাউ হি ক্যান ডু হি ক্যান ডু মানলি দ্যাট শ্রীমতী কা রাধিকা টেক্স হার ফেট ইন হিজ ল্যাপস হিয়ার অ্যান্ড পেন্স by that kumkum krishna feet as if anurag on is of Srimati Radhika heart is there with krishna feet now krishna wants to repay so krishna after that krishna takes the feet of Srimati Radhika and pants it that we have discussed and writes his name as if her, his name is Nupur of Radhika's feet, Krishna himself, and takes it to the feet here, and that color is there. Radhika's color goes to the feet of Krishna. And next, Krishna takes the feet of Srimati Radhika and her collar of feet here, on his head. So, each loves other, reciprocal, conjugal love this. So, kumkumangi, we are more kumkum daily. That they can worship Krishna feet. And Krishna, in return, does so many things that it may please to Srimati Radhika. So she is Kumkumangi.
Sometimes she is called by that name.
What?
Kumkumangi.
Huh?
Can she be called by that name?
Kumkumangi. So he is calling him, her Kumkumangi. Because he remembers that past time. In Srimad Bhagavat, we see that Pulindi Kanya, they have seen on grass that kumkum. And seeing that kumkum, they at once become overpowered by calm. Calm means to meet Krishna. But why? Because they seems to be maid servant of Srimati Radhika. Going and coming there by seeing beautiful these ladies, gopis, they used to come and Radhika also used to
befriend them.
Friend them.
Vringi.
Vringi and all this. And they sometimes were called by Radhika and Lalita and Vishakha to meet them in gambling and to give some fun to Krishna.
Why is that? Is this Vringi, what is her appearance? Is she attractive or not?
If she has joined the Krishna Lila, why she should not be, but not like gopis.
But
yet so attractive. So attractive. But not like gopis.
But why gives Krishna special fun at the gambling time when they bring these girls like Vringi?
Radhika and Lalita Vishakha, this is for Lajja. Lajja means shame. So they cannot give what Krishna wants directly
in front of everyone.
So this is also a very good rush. And when they come, they also are so shameful. They sat there, that very shameful. And all are laughing. And Krishna also becomes shameful.
Some embracing goes on?
Goes on.
Some embracing is done.
But not Krishna does.
Not Krishna.
No, no. It can not be. He wants to kiss only gopis. When she comes, Krishna withdraws his... So Kung Kung Lami has so many vast meaning, ocean of rush there. Jitna hi adhik hum chintan karenge, utna hi wo bhav aata jayega. Whole Srimad Bhagavat can come here. Whole Govinda Lilamit can come here. So there are so many examples in this Kung Kung Lami. Ha kong kumangi, nana vidharasai asamritasar rasayanai stai rasayanai, anything but it will be rasayan, anything. Here, amrit keli, and all these things. Kare? Anything. Any food. There is not a main subject food or anything, but only that rush is needed there. You can give me anything, a fountain pen, but it is not a fountain pen. Huh? It is your heart and the love there. Fountain is only upper thing. So here,
simple.
Amritsar are not Amritsar, but the remnant of Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna, all is rasamrit. You take plus with that thing. Rasamrita sar rasanai staitai. O Radhike, O Kumkumangi Radhike. Rati Manjari is praying that Dhanishta will give me the remnants of Krishna and Yashoda will give me love for you in that Arashayani, Amrit Keli and all things which Krishna has taken. And Dhanishta will give this thing which Krishna has tested and left for Srimati Radhika in indirect. So, she will give, and I will then next Yashoda's given with Dhanishta, and then it will be like more than Amrita, and it will arashavaha, carrying a ras, as if rasagulla. No? In every corn, in every
part and parcel full of rasa.
Every corn means every particle,
every atom,
of that rasagulla is full of rasa. So, these are very sweet, no doubt. But Krishna remnants make them so much rasashta. And the pastimes mixing with these became more and more rasashta. Rasashta, you know? And then I will carry it to you and give you your hand. You will give it to Lalita Visakha and they will distribute. And in the lonely place, all will see,
partake of it.
Partake of it. Especially, Radhika is taking here, but mind is another place, thinking deeply the pastimes of Krishna. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also tested these slopes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has written this. In Govinda Lilamrita, he also tested it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sarva Damodara and Raya Ramananda and all others, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit and all others in their presence. He is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting, eyes shut up, tears in eyes, thinking in his heart, Krishna is taking prasadam. He is seeing in the shape of Srimati Radhika. She is feeling that Krishna is taking Mahaprasadam. So, Sukriti Labdha Filalo, that Madan Mohan is taking, Madan Mohan is so sweet, and he, these are very sweet lips.
Lips.
So sweet, that even Brahma, Narada and all wants to take that Filalo. Filalo means the remnants of Krishna, Govinda or Madan Mohan. Krishna bhukta says tar phelanam. What Krishna takes, it is phela law. Law means very little. Phela means taken by Krishna. Those who are so much fortunate, they can have the remnants of Krishna, very low. Samanya bhagya hoite. Mahaprasade govinde nama brahmani vaishnave svalpa punya matang rajan vishwas nahi vajate. Understand the meaning? Svalpa punya matang vishwaso na eva jayate. Those were very little sobhagya, fortune. They cannot taste. If Mahaprasad comes, Mahaprasad will not come to them. And by chance if comes, they will not taste. As when Krishna flute is singing, all will not hear. There are friends, there are all there. Mothers and everyone are there. But only the gopi will hear, who are very beloved to Krishna. And they will be attracted. Not all be attracted.
What is that fifth note? You know, it always mentions the fifth note.
Fifth note.
What is that fifth note? What is the special feature of Krishna playing on the fifth note?
Fifth note. What?
Fifth note.
It always mentions this. No, but so many times we read.
Pancham. Pancham swar. Pancham swar mane? Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Radhika and all gopis, sa. Sa re ga ma pa Krishna. Fifth stage. And Radhika and gopis go to saptam, more than Krishna. And there Krishna tells that, oh sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. What I cannot do, you can do. This is saptam. And Krishna goes to pancham. Kokil are in pancham. So Krishna can go to Kokil. But not he can go to Kokila. Kokila Raj Srimati Radhika.
Mm-hmm.
And very sweet song. Or anything very sweet, sweetest, is Saptam. Mm. So I will have fortunate to give you, distribute you all these remnants of Krishna, so that you will, you are taking that, you will take that, and your mind will go up to Krishna, not there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sarva Damodara Ramana and all others that how sweet is this, how fragrant is this Mahaprasad. Any time in a Ratha Yatra, king has sent by Gopinath and all others so much remnants of Krishna, Jagannath, from Jagannath Mandir. At first Mahaprabhu used to give by his own hands to all others. But he saw that anyone is not taking. He asked Sarup Damodar that, why they are not taking? He said, Prabhu, they will not take until you take. So you should sit down and take Mahaprasad, and then all will take. Then at last Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, then they took it, Mahaprabhu took it, he began to weep and told Sarup Damodara Ramana that you see that all are prakriti drabya, material things, roti, chapati, malpua and all things are, if it is not given to Krishna, if it is not offered to Krishna, they are all prakriti things, material things. But you have tested material things. Now you are testing it. See that how sweet these are and how it is so fragrant. Fragrant and sugandhi.
Mm-hmm.
So fragrant. So a worldly thing, material thing cannot be so sweet and so fragrant. So you can differentiate now. But you have to take test by fragrant or everything, what?
The aroma. Fragrance means aroma.
So, matemon, minds is overpowered. Why? There are some reasons. Why? Krishna has certainly took up all these things. Without taking Krishna, if it is not revenant of Krishna, it has no so power. Now it has been so powerful that my heart goes to Krishna to test Krishna, to test the adharamrita of Krishna. And it मैंने हमको ऐसा बना देता है कि अब रहा नहीं जाता. When I took this Mahaprasad, my mind becomes so vyakul.
Agitated.
Huh?
Agitated.
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 Agitated मैंने.
Restless.
That my mind and heart wants to run after and to meet Krishna. For playing with Krishna. And for there are so much hidden things here. So much hidden here. He will tell. So, when I take this Mahaprasadam, I like to test Krishna also. as Srimati Radhika wants to test Krishna, and he gives up his dharya,
patience,
lok dharma, arya dharma, everything, his same, everything sees. And see, if their father and mother and father-in-law and mother-in-law is there, yet she runs after Krishna. Where is Krishna? No shame, nothing is there. She had no dharya, anything there. So I also want, like Srimati Radhika, to run at once to Krishna. So Mahamadak ekish adharir gun. There are so many qualities in adhar of Krishna, in his adharamrita. And this has such qualities in Mahaprasad.
The saliva from Krishna's mouth is in the prasad.
He is telling that if Krishna gives his adharamrita to anyone and she becomes mad, so I have become mad and want to have Krishna in that way. Achha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Tanuman kare kho barhaye sura talo. That tanuman kare kho barhaye sura talo. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in last Anta Khanda, he is saying 16 chapter, he is telling that he thinks himself to be Radhika Bhav, and she is telling to Sarupa Damodar in night that Tanuman mor khob barhaye suratalob harsh shokadi bhav vinashay. When I take the remnants of Krishna, I became mad. I had no that time knowledge or anything in myself. I became upset. Krishna name is the same, but we don't test it because anartha there. Likewise, the Mahaprasad is the same, but we cannot test. Krishna plays on floats, gopis can hear. The sound is there, but we cannot catch because we are Durbhaga. No? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, and all are hearing, but all are not testing. But yes, Damodar Sarup, Damodar Raya Ramananda, and so many prominents, they are testing. But not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Krishna is there, and so many persons are seeing, but yet the persons and the ladies who has much prem with Krishna, they will test more. So Mahaprasad is there, we take, but no response there.
Only a full stomach.
Bas. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, if our anartha will go, we can also have this. When I take this Mahaprasad, Srimati Radhika is telling to Lalita, Visakha, Chitra and all others in group, meeting there. In that, when Tulsi or Rati Manjari brings that remnants, and when they are testing, at this same time they are telling each other, and Srimati Radhika is telling. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling as a pratinidhi of them. Pratinidhi?
Representative.
Yeah. That when I take this, at once I become mad. And Barhaya Surat Alob. Surat. Surat means meeting with Krishna. Deep. Unpressed desire of meeting Krishna in lonely place, that is called Ratisukh, to play with Krishna. So it makes me what? Like mad to meet Krishna. Harsh Sukh Adi Bhav Vinashai. And when I take it, my all
misery and happiness.
Happiness and also separation, kashta, dukh. Dukh means?
Unhappiness.
Happiness and unhappiness. Happiness means meeting. In meeting Krishna, that becomes so happy. And in separation, so much sorrow. Both I lips. I become out of that, both. Why? As if when I am taking the remnant, it seems that Christ comes and gives his adharamrita, his giving.
Adharamrita.
At that time, I feel meeting with Krishna. So, meeting that kind of harsha. And sok means in separation, what is feeling kashtadayak, both I live. Understand? What?
In getting the remnants, the experience, she feels it surpasses all experiences of both separation as well as meeting.
No. She forgets both.
She's meeting Krishna in this.
As if Krishna is meeting and giving his lips to the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Here, before past times, meeting and separation, ananda and dukh, both goes away. Because she feels that Krishna is here. And he is giving me his adharamrita, himself. So he forgets everything. Even where I am, who I am, everything I forget. Pasaraya anya rasa. And all kinds of rasa I forget. No, nothing. What is at that time anubhav hota hai?
Feels.
What I have felt in dancing with Krishna. Krishna giving his hand on my shoulder. And all kinds of happiness that I have realized at that time when Krishna is giving his adharamrita. I forget everything that is given. And that time, lajja, dharma, dharja, everything goes away.
Shyness, religion, everything.
Everything. No lajja.
Shyness,
no. Why? How? Whether there are so many persons or anything or not, or anyone is seeing or not, no shyness there. Dharya. Gopis have so much dharya. But when they take the remnants, no dharya at all. They can do anything that anyone can know or not know. This is not there. Vision is not there. And dharma. they also give dharma. Srimati Radhika is telling that as if Krishna has come and she is talking with Krishna and telling that O Nagar, you know, Nagar, I see the effect of this Adharamrit is quite opposite. Opposite. That we take this remnant for our happiness or anything. But it does the effect quite opposite. We are ladies. What to tell ladies? That Adharamrit makes male also to come and test his Adharamrit. Because Krishna is gop and we are gopi. No? He is lover and we are beloved. And there are so many relations with her, Krishna. So we are empowered, we are qualified to take this Adharamrit only in Braja. But yet, Krishna Adharamrit has opposite swabhav.
Nature.
That a bamboo float, the bamboo, and no rasagya, arasik, no ras there. Yet she calls, that Adharamrit calls that. And that is lifeless. And Venu is pullinga, male. Yet, going on drinking. Gopis are seeing. They are telling, especially Srimati Radhika, these remnants and these Adharamrit are so much bajigar. Bajigar, you know?
Magician.
Like magic. They do anything opposite. Venu is dry. No rush and nothing. Yet, being a male, sits on here and drinking and showing us that you are qualified to take and you are adhikari. Adhikari means?
Qualified.
Eligible. For this. But I am sitting on the lips of Krishna in your presence. It is your right. But in front of you, being so bold, I am sitting here and drinking before you. What can you do? In that mood, Veni is drinking. Your sampatti, your
wealth.
And we are forcibly taking it. If you had power, bulk, you can check me. Otherwise, I will take Ichha. Krishna is also Dhrishta. Dhrishta means
naughty.
Naughty cheater and so many things. And tax anyone's anything forcibly. The Dan Ghati, he tax forcibly all these things. So, by drinking the Adharamrit of Krishna, you have become silly as like Krishna. Every quality has come into you. So, that Beni is telling that if you have force, if you have bull, then you can come here, but you will have to come with no lajja, no dharya, no lajja bhaya dharma. Lajja means shyness, bhaya means
fear,
and dharma, lok dharma, pati dharma, everything. By living all these things, you will have to come. And if by, you cannot come by doing so, I will be here and will, in your vision, I will take, I will drink everything. Lila Sukh, Lila Mangal Thakur, has written in his Krishna Karanam book, Prema Danchame, Kama Danchame, Bedananchame, Vaibhavanchame, Jeevananchame, Jeevitanchame, Daivachanchame, Na Deva, Na Me Deva Na Param. This prem of remnant or by bodily to Krishna, this prem is out of this material world. It is chinmay, and it can be found only in a Aprakrit Golok Vrindavan. No? If Krishna is so pleased, or her, his, this Tulsi Manjari, Rati Manjari, Srimati Radhika, Lalita Visakha, if they are merciful enough to give it, we can have, or anyone can have. Otherwise, they cannot have. So, Prema Danchame, Billamangal is telling to Krishna that you are Prema Danchame. You have given me. Kama Danchame, you can give me not only prem, but kam which lives in Gopi's heart. That kam also you can give me. How you can give me? Vedanam chame, by Shiksha Guru. Vedanam, by Spurti, manifesting. If you can manifest, your Nitya Siddha Parikar can manifest, then it will be manifested. Otherwise, not. Not by practicing bhakti yoga or anything. By practicing, it will not come. And if Krishna will give, or his associates will give, then it will be vaibhavan chame, then we can treat it as my whole wealth, that prem. Jivananchame, also you are my jivan. Or jivitanchame, devatanchame, devata mana adhidev, like Govinda, Gopinath and Madan Mohan. Devana param, except you, no one is so much like you. So here, he is telling that Nana Vidha, they are taking the remnants of Krishna, all Sakhis, when Tulsi brings from there. And they are remembering the pastimes of Kumkum, regarding Kumkum, how they use Kumkum for the Krishna, serving Krishna feeds, and how Krishna serves them. And how Krishna takes the Mahaprasadam in Nanda Bhavan by Yashoda, and sometimes Srimati Radhika is there. In Bihad Bhagavatamrita we see that Gop Kumar came in Golok back Vrindavan. And all are sitting. Krishna, Baldev, Sridhama, Madhubangal, everyone were there. Krishna took the hand of that Gop Kumar, that is Saru, and he makes see Krishna very near. And when they were taking, Yashoda Ma gave Amrit Keli, prepared by Radhika, in the dish of Krishna. And Krishna took something, and like that it is not tasteful, and it is something bit. And gave it to in the dish of Sarup Damodar. Radhika was seeing from distance. Why he has given so? She knew to some extent, but not whole. It was hidden that this Sarup was brother of Srimati Radhika. And he was so much dear to Krishna. So Krishna wanted to make him, give him that taste, how beautiful taste and good taste is of this. And also remnant of Krishna, plus, and prepared by Radhika. So it becomes so sweet. And when Sarup took it, he became senseless. How sweet is this? So, at first, when Krishna did like this, all sakhis are seeing, Radhika is seeing, and all are thinking that it is perhaps with no taste. But it was so tasteful. So remembering all past times, Srimati Radhika is taking, and her mind is not there, but his mind is with Krishna. So this is the purport of this shloka. So she is praying Srimati Radhika that will you be so enough merciful to me that you will engage me in all that kinds of services and will tell me to go there, and from there I will take remnants and give you and serve you in all. So please, that's today.
Swarup was the brother of Srimati Radhika?
So many brothers. Not only Siddham. If you want, you can write. You are blessed to be? Theek hai?
It is an easy question. You remember last time when I was leaving, I asked you about the identities of some of the members of our parampara in their swarup. So I read one book and it gave some names, but I am not certain about the authenticity of what is said. So if I tell you the names, you can just say what is your opinion about it. It mentioned Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Nayana Manjari, and Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj as Guna Manjari, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Kamala Manjari, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj as Rasik Manjari, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as Vinod Manjari.
I have not heard about Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. I have seen the books, but many were not written. But anyhow, who has written?
It was one of our god brothers, and I did not ask him where he got this information from.
And I have not also searched.
I thought that perhaps when I mentioned it, it might make you remember something you had read. And it mentioned then Narottam Das Thakur. You have said it's Vilas Manjari.
Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has told.
And then it mentions Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as Kasturi Manjari. Then you said Jiva Goswami was also Vilas Manjari. And Sanatana Goswami Lavanga Manjari. Gopabhatta Goswami Ananga Manjari.
Balbhatta. Also somewhat, somewhere Gun Manjari.
So what is it that, what is your opinion? Which way do we take it?
I have seen so much places, Gun Manjari.
Gun Manjari, not Ananga Manjari. Dr. Naveen. Very strict doctor.
Followers of Gopal Vaita say is Guna Manjari.
Guna Manjari.